here at the open house of Upasana, a textile design studio founded 12 years ago by Uma. Upasana is using only natural fabrics and traditional textiles and has initiated a lot of social development projects. Now Uma will speak about the history of Upasana and the development of her company.
Upasana is a design studio. We started in 97 and literally under the tree. We didn't have a campus and we didn't have anything. We were under a big tree. Upasana started, and I started as a clothing company, and I had one sewing machine that time. So I used to cut and stitch and make all this thing, and couldn't afford to have a tailor to pay salary. That's a very basic start. And I remember my first furniture arrived when I made 5 kurtas of one of our common friend who was architect, and he was so happy that he paid me in his table itself, which was collapsible. So that became my first pattern making table, and it was under the tree. Then I moved around, and we worked under one of the unit called Color of Nature. They were our guardian body for 1 year, and their campus, we shared the campus and worked together. Then we were thrown out of that campus. They said that you are growing too fast and we need a space, and you move or do whatever. So that was nice thing. I moved out to a place which was my house, and the house was as big as a railway station, rail compartment. So it was as big. That house was as big. Only it has a roof, and the rail compartment does not have a roof. So the sleeping area was up, and the down was a living area. And it didn't have a water, didn't have electricity, didn't have a closed space. So the snakes and the rats and the bats and us all were together. Luckily, no snake bit us, and we are still alive. And it was in the middle of the forest, so very horrible atmosphere. And both side of the hut, we put a little roof in coconut thatch. And Upasana began, sifted from Color of Nature. And we ran Upasana like that. We didn't have door. There was nothing to lock. There was nothing. There was a sewing machine and sunlight. If it's raining, you catch rainwater. You forget stitching clothes. And 6 months, we used to live on the rainwater. That was remarkable. I come from Delhi and taught and brought up in a bit of a spoiled manner. I graduated from NIFT, and that was another kind of world to be in. And we had access to the best technology and best professor and this and that, who came from all over to teach us. And suddenly I was in the place where they didn't even have electricity. Forget about good machine and nothing. But it was the most powerful time to be in the... We were very happy. We continued in that place, although we had a problem, like half day it took us to make the clothes, and 1.5 or 2 days it took us to iron the clothes. All of that, we used to go to Coot Road, which is on the cycle. Somebody has to go to Coot Road, deposit the clothes for ironing, and the next day, while he's coming back, now next day the person will iron. So next to next day, it used to come back when the person is coming to Auroville to work. So there was no system. So that the primitive start of Upasana was rather a very powerful experience. And one time in heavy rain, roof was all leaking, and we had 16 pots in the kitchen, and all were catching rainwater, and still there was no dry area. So we started crying and saying, now we can't take it. This is enough. And we really have to aspire that there should be one place which is at least dry, and nobody stole the machine. If his machine was stolen, there was nothing to start next morning. So machine was kept in the forest as is, and next day there was machine always to start and start. So this collective aspiration of having a place grew up in 1 year time. In 98, by the time we were like, no, 99, we really gave up.
And the
no,
place was here in Auroville.
In Auroville, yeah, very close to Matri Mandir. And the little hut which was the compartment space was my house basically, and it was organic structure, so very very vulnerable and open to anybody could walk in, and anybody from the village has some good mood, they will just steal whatever they wanted. And finally the last stealing happened, they took our gas bottle. There was nothing much to steal anymore. So he didn't know what to do, so he took the gas bottle and left, saying, "This is a bit too much." But that's how I've been living. And one time I pulled the textile and the big snake came out of with the textile. So it jumped on me and we ran and everything was in mess. But that's another horrible experience. And after that, to move into a building where we have a wall and a window and lockable space and the roof and electricity to plug in, and you can iron your clothes in 5 minutes. What luxury. So you really begin to appreciate that the time we took 48 hours, now we are able to do it in 5 or 10 minutes. So that appreciating the sense of time, I think Aurora must have had an even greater experience than that. She's grown up in Oroville, so for her being in Oroville is, it's of course far deeper. So we grew actually from nowhere and nothing. So every little bit of us which has come as a campus, it had been very normal for us to share, because we never had anything. We don't know how to... We didn't come with anything which was ours. There was nothing was ours, and everything came.
Something, if I may ask. You come from NIFT, and obviously you knew how things are done. Why did you have such a shaky start?
What do you mean by that? What is your real question?
What I'm asking is that at NIFT you do get to know how to, do stuff and how to build a business. But it looks like you started with no money, no nothing.
Right.
So why didn't you take a route which is like more economically viable, what you are doing?
We arrived at that. At the journey of the beautiful journey of Oroville in that context was that you arrive at in a process of sustainability, not...
So it was a conscious decision on your part to start with nothing.
It was conscious decision. We don't have access to banks, because bank need collateral, or somebody has to take a guarantee of giving you a loan. And Oroville, nobody possesses anything. It's all collective property. And its collective has to take a responsibility for you to be viable or kind of having access to money. Resources, human resource were as barren as Oroville's landscape was. Our human resource were also pretty in that state. So the success of Oroville is that it is started on the barren land, barren atmosphere, barren human resource, barren assets. And we have built up, whatever we have built up, we built up on that. And that's where it counting, your graph measurement can go. In normal society, we have our road and our hospital and our resources and our infrastructure, and then we grow on that. We, over here, we are building all of this. We didn't have anything. And for us, like, I'm still one of the youngest member or few youngest one who have come and given the energy or so on. I didn't really make bank balance in anywhere when I was in Delhi, although I had a very good job, but I didn't wait for the job to accumulate wealth to come to Oroville. I just came to Oroville and I fell in love and I said, for God's sake, I'm not going to wait and have my hair grey and think about when the money will be there and all that. It didn't even occur to me. I just came. And I came almost like empty hand. But with all my dream and passion and conviction towards future. That was beautiful. It was all just churned out to be able to live in a bare basic. And the best part was that nothing in me either complained, that sometimes you have 60 bites in one night and you wake up with all the red spots all over, which is not... Now it's okay. We have a very civilized way of being and we can have a very good skin in the next day morning and things are very fine. But initially in Oroville, it was very, very rustic. But
bites of?
Bites of insects. Bites of insects who can be all around you, and you're living with the 2,000 population, it happens that you are one of them. It's not that we are living in a very sterilized world and so on. And neither we had resources and infrastructure of that kind. I take it positively because I find it's an experience which is of lifetime, that if I had not lived on that rain harvesting and living on that for 6 months, I wouldn't I cannot waste a glass of water today just because it means something. And it's not that it's mental idea, it is something that really means to you. You have seen that you'd had nothing, and even every drop which was falling, we wanted to catch that and store it somewhere. But that's a lot of our idea of environmental activism. It's an idea of your basic sustenance. And Auroville can give you that experience. That's fantastic to learn things like that. Slowly we grew. We have a very nice campus, as you see it. And work, what we were doing is, we started as a fashion company. We continue to be till the time tsunami hit in 2004. And Upasana got into exploring the dimension, how can you help the society and what that would be. So our first project was Sunamika. The very small brief introduction is there. And there were magic moment for us, that for many people world has changed after tsunami, and we are one of them. So it just totally changed. It was never the same. And it's just like you flip the page and it's over. The past is over. So Upasana got into design and social responsibility without knowing more and more. Now we have 5 big projects and we are very, very occupied with that. We also run a business company, but I think the percentage goes by 50-50, that if I have a social projects and kind of energy investment we make, or maybe more than 50. But still we are a sustainable space where a lot of things happened. We have been linked very strongly with education. We have students and volunteers from all over who are coming and working with us. We have managed to demonstrate something worthwhile for the social sector, which is we have been awarded as a Award of Excellence from the Government of India for our contribution to business and society. We have been covered nationally, internationally. I'm not saying that this is what we did for, but what I'm saying is that there was a resonance in the society. People could connect to it. And for us, it was fantastic to discover that business actually has the possibilities and capabilities to go beyond. And instead of making a CSR as a part of a facets later, you can actually run a social business. Now, social business as a facet, it starts as a big thing right now. But Auroville has an attitude of functioning like that since beginning. And not because we had a jargon to know. It was just naturally to all of us. And what is fantastic is that it demonstrates that it is possible. It is possible to grow like that. And that's beautiful. To have this interweaving of many dimensions. And we feel that we are a happy team, and we also feel that there is something which we connect to. We feel very content. We feel that life has a meaning, and we are on the right path for that. And that comes that all of us in Upasana, when we speak, we share that as a part of our process, that all of us, we feel that we are somewhere, we are happy, deeply happy. So I'm happy to share this with you.
Interesting.
That's wonderful. So how do you look for Upasana to grow? Do you have some plans for how to take the business?
One thing I never did was that planning.
Wonderful.
Because I actually, if I had something, then I would have planned. I had nothing. So everything was just air for me. Only thing we did was a holding aspiration.
And the aspiration was?
Aspiration where we would, what we would like to, but we never really planned anything. And Auroville also is a place where one practices that relationship with the divinity in a way that it becomes very intimate in another dimension. So there was a lot of problem used to come, and I never managed to solve it. I would say I have a boss above me, and she should better know what's going on and tell us what has to be done. I'm just managing. I'm just executive. So executive was constantly looking at it and said, what is the signal? Now, where do we to go? So assumption is there's some plan is going on. If we are able to keep ourselves open and keep feeling where is the direction, and if direction that you feel internally that it says yes to you, we go for it. And it takes us a while to arrive at there, and by the time the next blink is already on, where is the direction? But planning it with my own mental capacity and freezing it and saying, this is what we want to do, sometimes we do. If you're very clear and we see it, that this is what it is emerging, then we freeze that emergence and saying, this is what it is, seems to be arriving at. Can we stop it here and see if we arrive at it? So smaller level of internal working, a smaller level of internal working processes, we do plan, but not in the larger level of, it is more open to of an intuitive process or something else to emerge. And I feel Auroville is a place to somehow which makes that happen. And might as well.
You can expand on that. What's the philosophy of the place Auroville, and how does it, how did it rather augment or shape your way of doing things?
One is, the best thing is a person like you should just read the Auroville chapter. That's the only thing our visionary master has given to us and to everybody to look at. It says Auroville belongs to nobody in particular, it belongs to humanity as a whole, and Auroville would like, wants to be the bridge between the best of the past and the best of the future. Auroville also is a place of unending education, and it's a place where youth never ages, and so on and so forth. So, very, and Auroville is also a place where money is not the sovereign lot. People's work and money is disconnect, which is more and more it's becoming a radical statement, but we happen to have a very radically visionary masters in the frontier where we are trying to crawl in and follow something. But what happens, what has been demonstrated in last 40 years, an atmosphere which has Auroville has managed to imbibe. The best way to know Auroville is to go for a silent walk in the forest all alone and just walk and listen to what it is, which is either it's a wind or the chirping or the singing or whatnot is going on in that. And it says it. It says something very, very beautiful. How it, your second part was that how did it manage to shape me? That's what you are. I can't really tell you. First time when I came to Auroville, I came for 2 weeks. You came for 3 days. I came for 14 days and it became 14 years. And that's it. That was what it is in a nutshell. That I was in Delhi and I had my good job and I came without knowing that I was where I was landing. I landed up in Auroville and that's it. It was my place. I couldn't define it logically. I couldn't really define it.
But you felt at home.
I felt at home. First person I met was Manoj. He just arrived. And it had been... Delhi was a rented place. And I just first time felt it that I can be born in one place, brought up in another place, working in the third place, but my home still can be somewhere else. And in this place, I just felt it at home. And it was very first day. And the beautiful part of the most fortunate part has happened that I never really thought what will happen to me of my maintenance and sustenance and XYZ for the future and all that which people think and try to speculated security which we call about. And we're always preparing for something unexpected and whole life goes on that. It did not occur. I didn't really care. And the only thing was that as long as I'm allowed to be over here, I will sweep the garden or serve in solar kitchen, clean the plate or whatever is given, it's good enough, but I have to be here. But
and what was the motivation for you to come here in the first place? Was it an accident?
I was invited for a design project for 2 weeks in Auromode. Auromode is one of the biggest garment unit of Auroville. And we met in trade fair. I was representing my company in Pragati Maidan and they were representing their company and we met in the stall and there was something magical. So we exchanged the business card, but that business card, I kept it separately. I didn't pile up into the thick piles and wrote to them personally that I don't know what did I write, but Prema said, why didn't you come for a visit to us and spend some time with us? We need professionals. I also repeat the same line. We keep saying, we need professional, please come. So that goes on, but it's the same story. So I came for 15 days, and that 15 days is 15 years.
So you did never go back?
Technically, I did go back for 1 month to give away my house and job and pack up and say bye, and that took me one month, and it was very strong. People actually thought that there's a black magic exist. They said the 15 days back, this girl was very normal, and I'm sure some black magic has happened. God shake, where did she go? My God, what do I do? And all the friends, they thought this is a good example of a black magic. But then I just went, so it was just fine.
But was it the case before you came here, you didn't find, use a stronger word than satisfaction, but you didn't feel satiated to be where, rather, you didn't feel satiated being what you were then, and you felt certain emptiness, and you already you had a search before
sure.
you came here.
Sure. I'm born and brought up in Bihar, in Gaya, both Gaya. The Buddha got enlightened, but. And I had one of my targets was to be economically independent and out of Bihar. And the day it happened, I had a very good job and I was in Delhi and I had everything which I had dreamt of. And that very day I knew that this is not what I wished for. It has no meaning. But one had to arrive at that to say it had no meaning for me to do that. So the search had begun without knowing where it will go. And I didn't know Auroville at all, although my college was on the same road on Sri Aurobindo Marg in Hoskas. And we shared the campus for very few meter distance, and I used to go to ashram shop and buy the handmade paper, but I never read any books, never also looked at it, anything. I had no connection. I just had this 2 5 centimeter by 3 centimeter, some little books used to be get published with the mother, some of the word, and it was very sweet. So I used to buy that for the aesthetic reason. And read once in a while and think it makes sense. So that kind of stuff. But the seeking, yes, of course it was.
So are there any new projects in Upasana?
When we did the 5 projects and realized that how big they could have been. So there was one point we decided that we will not make a project nursery, we will make project banyans. So we kind of closed the nursery's door for some time to be able to invest on each project, which we have put into small cups, and they had sprouted and they were very healthy. We are putting them into a very separate context, and some of 2 or 3 projects are going to turn into social business, and the company formation is happening. And investing in that to make it as strong that even social impact can be measured over decades. So that is the process right now. So we are saving our every bit of energy to reinvest into strengthening what we have done so far. But indirectly, yes, there are projects to strengthen the existing one. The process we are into right now.
Now that you have this, this particular project and projects, and it's doing well, is your idea now is to enable other folks to do it, or is your idea is to make it even bigger?
Both.
Both.
I'm sure that over decades, Amul has inspired India's many, many entrepreneurs in a very big time that where the collective aspiration can go up to. And if you read that what was Amul's background and when it was created, that in the process of creation to stop the exploitation, they had thrown their milk for weeks on the street and saying, we will rather die, but we will not continue. And then Amul was formed. So what we are looking at it to creating a possible that this measurable impact, one saying Tsunami Ka for that sake. It's a fantastic project that it started with the industrial waste and And it started from nowhere. There was one part of the society which was hit by most disastrous catastrophe called tsunami that time, and they had nothing. And we were taking industrial scrap from the floor and saying, we'll join it together, and we created a symbol of hope. So I guess that particular dimension which can recreate our existing possibilities into a totally different phenomena for the future. That's what I count design and social responsibility, a very fine balance into what is possible and what is the intention of that possibilities and purity which makes that turn. And now 5 million Tsunamika is traveling across the planet as a symbol of hope, and not it is not sold. It is given to people and said that if you think you are rich enough to buy hope, buy it, fix your own price. And that had been a very, very powerful as a message to communicate.
Sorry, can you elaborate, or can you tell more about
I want to make a separate presentation of that, because this is it's a world by itself. The Tsunamika project became a very unique project, which is it was never traded, and it became self-sustained, and it became a symbol of hope, and reached to a point that I was called by UNESCO to make a presentation at the head office UNESCO, almost collapsing. I've not done anything on the earth to arrive there, neither have any capacity. What the hell are we talking about? But the magic is in that, that something has happened. And what we were looking at, can we consciously take this particular secret to map it large? It just happened that we stumbled upon and did Tsunamika project. So I would invite you to kind of see the larger project presentation on this particular thing and talk to the project leader in this, and they will give you more of a detail. What we created intro, knowingly the people know what we are doing, or in Auroville, as we created Upasana as a garment company, the whole thing continued that we were clothing company, we made nice blouses and dresses and la 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 la, all about vanity. But we crossed that junction much, much behind. So, welcome all of you.
What's your name and what's your job in Upasana?
I am Mandakini, and in Upasana, I'm project leader for the project Trankipar and Varanasi Weavers. I won't talk really much about the projects themselves, because you've already seen the projection, the PPT, and you can visit the website for both these projects. However, I would like to say that my experience here in Upasana has been entirely enriching, and I love working here. It does get challenging at times, but I think it's all very proportionate to the speed of the growth that you want to go in. So I just love being in Upasana, and it's quite a battlefield.
What's so challenging about it?
Any workplace would be challenging, because there are a lot of mix of your emotions which come in at play as well. It's not like in an outside culture, they would say keep your personal life away so that you can best function. But here in Upasana, somehow everything is put into the same pot. And I guess it makes it more integral. And that is what I enjoy most. And how I see myself fare through the various situations here, very rewarding to me by the end of it.
Why do you think one cannot keep the emotional private things out here in Auroville or in Upasana?
The emotional upsurges during work. That's what I'm talking about. The sharing of one's own personal life happens with the co-workers, because at least I can speak for Upasana. We catch up with each other even outside work, and so we know each other very well by now. But the upsurges, which are very interesting to observe within oneself, those triggers and the way we handle them or not, or and there's so many, it's a collective working, it's not easy, and individual growth is much easier. but to take the collectivity along, that's challenging. And that's what I like most here. It gives you the space to go ahead and experience your own journey here. And there's a lot of support for that. So, yeah, I can just share my personal experience, but... that's
all. Sounds good. Thank you. If you want further information on the projects, you can go to the website of Upasana, which is www.upasana.in.